I want to begin this morning the experience that many people in our community had yesterday at the funeral for Derek White. For me, it was very powerful and important, and in many ways, just the gifts that Derek had given. And most of you might know this, if not, his parents didn't know this, but he actually put on his driver's license to be a donator. And so he ended up allowing his organs to go to at least three other people that were either on dialysis, in a hospital, or in a nursing home, sharing life even after he passed away. You can do that as a Catholic. The church doesn't say you have to do that or you should never do that. That's your decision. But I know in my heart, I have it on my driver's license, and I think a young man made to decide that, and the parents didn't even know that. A very, very cool. Another is that Derek was flown to Duluth, St. Mary's, and Father Tom Foster, a diocesan priest, baptized Derek, confirmed him, and gave him the anointing of the sick. So again, he was in the family of God. He was confirmed with the power of the Spirit and the fact that he was blessed with the oil, the amazing gifts that God gives us. He also had a godfather and also a sponsor for his confirmation. That's how Jesus rolls, if you will. That's why Jesus is God. Another couple of things for me that was really neat and really curious and powerful too. Everybody there, most everybody except me, had jerseys, hockey jerseys, to honor him. And I was joking because I was like one of the three basketball players. And so they brought that. Now, to me, in my mind was, that is something, that's in a group, that's in a team together, that know love and donations and experience and working with each other. That for us as Catholics, we think, should you wear a jersey to a mass? Well, there are times we need to get in people's lives. Like, everybody there was wearing uniforms. Well, that's that culture. We need to get into that culture. And finally, as I saw around yesterday, it was packed. Every place in the church, the first level, the second level, and even the place we usually have the donuts and coffee. I had to ask a couple kids so that I can get in the sacristan back there to get my clothes on. It was packed. And I know one of you said, "Father, I've been here my whole life. That has been the biggest crowd in this church ever. By far." Which means, for me, that is the harvest, people. Those are the people to get out and meet them. Those are the people that Jesus says, the harvest is full, we need more laborers. Jesus talked today about the tree, that we must be a part of the vine. Jesus is the vine. We are the branches. That we must connect with Jesus Christ, because as he said, if you're trying to do things and I'm not with you, you will be cut off. That if you're trying to have fruit, you cannot do it without him. So first, we need to connect deeper with our relationship with Jesus Christ. And then second, we need to go out and invite and share. St. Paul was just a brand new Christian when he came out in our first reading. And it said, he moved about freely with them in Jerusalem and spoke out boldly in the name of the Lord. He also spoke and debated with the Hellenists. What that means, he was with Greek people. He's not Greek, he's Israel. Totally different language, totally different culture. He was going through as he could in Jerusalem. He wasn't going there just with his buddies. He wasn't just going to the clique. He wasn't just going to his part in the church. He was going to everybody. Which is what we are called to do. We're called to share the good news of Jesus Christ, especially in the world we're in right now, that so many people want to feed and grow in their faith, to be fed in nourishment of Jesus. I love when our Pope Francis said, and I'll just quote a couple of them, the same word though. He told some young people several years ago, and all of us today, we should listen to this. He said, make a ruckus. Carry on creating a ruckus. Organize that ruckus. So people do ruckus stuff in our faith. Make a ruckus. I think so often as Catholics, very faithful Catholics, we can think, well, we got it. We got the rules, we got the mass, we got the liturgies, we know everything about everything. But what about the people outside that aren't here yet? Again, I hope this church was packed like that funeral yesterday, because we certainly can. How often do we go into people's lives beyond our own circle? I'll tell you this, this is honest. As a priest and even before as a youth minister, I could preach more to a kid at a game, a race, or an event than what I could tell them in Wednesday evening. The more, and as now as a priest, I can do that as preaching at Mass or seeing people in town, but I'm not even close to what you can do as our brothers and sisters to meet the people. St. Paul also said, or St. Pope Francis also said, how we need to smell like the sheep. A great image for him. You know, you need to know and smell what is going on of the people you know. And go into that beyond your life to them. When I look at our Lord Jesus Christ, he gave his life for us. We weren't to pass that for others. We're supposed to preach the good news, not just in church, but out. To be inspired to other people. To go beyond what you think is what you can only do. You can do a lot more when you know that the Holy Spirit is with you. Finally, a couple of random recommendations from Pope Francis again. When he began as a pastor and then the Pope, he talked about how we need to look at the trunk. You know, today Jesus was talking about the vine, and it's kind of a better image for us about the trunk of the tree, like Jesus. And then we have all these different parts of Jesus, like Mary, the Bible, liturgy, history. We need to be focused on the trunk of Jesus Christ. So share your story with our Lord. Then I'd say today, don't talk about politician stuff. I know young people don't care. And don't get into morality or just the rules. Again, they don't care. Today what we need to do is talk about love and compassion and be present with them. When that happens, like St. Paul, you will not just get one person or two, but hundreds. Again, must have been 400, 500, 600 people here yesterday because an image of a man that died too soon but gave so much to so many people. So listen to the fruit that God has called not just me, the priest, not just our employees, our volunteers, but you. Bring fruit to our Lord.